Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. It's your future. Let Zurich help you protect it. Talk to us today about life and serious illness cover.
Our story today is that soldier Cathal Crotty, who was given a suspended sentence for beating a young woman unconscious in Limerick, is to be formally discharged from the Defence Forces on Thursday. Conor Gallagher is crime and security correspondent with the Irish Times, and Conor joins me now. You might remind us, first of all, Conor, who Cathal Crotty is and what he was convicted of exactly.
Cathal Crotty is a 22-year-old private in the Irish Army, and he was convicted on the 20th of June, so last month, of a vicious assault on Natasha O'Brien in Limerick City. Crotty was directing homophobic slurs at people in the street, and Miss O'Brien, age 24, had gone up to him and tried to get him to stop, and he then attacked her. He knocked her unconscious. And the court, Limerick Circuit Court, heard last month that he later went on social media, Snapchat to be specific, to boast about the attack, saying two to knock her down and two to knock her out. The sentencing, I suppose, caused a significant degree of public controversy due to its leniency. Crotty was given an entirely suspended sentence along with a €3,000 fine after the judge noted that prison sentence would adversely affect his career in the Defence Forces.
Now, do we know if Cathal Crotty had the right to make representations on why he should not be discharged? Do we know if he did make representations?
Yes, so the Defence Forces regulations, specifically regulations A10, dictates the process for discharging someone from the organisation. So military management were quite keen to discharge Crotty. They assumed actually he'd get a prison sentence, and the regulations state if you get a prison sentence, it's pretty much automatic, you're kicked out. The suspended sentence caught them by surprise to a certain extent, as did the large amount of public controversy that followed. So the following day, so June 21st, Crotty was what's called paraded in front of his commanding officer, which means he's marched in, and he was told he was going to be dismissed. He was told, as you said, he had 7 days to make representations, which is not quite 7 days to lodge an appeal, but 7 days to put forward a legitimate reason why he should not be dismissed. We understand that no legitimate or no compelling reason was forthcoming, which largely freed up the Defence Forces to process his dismissal. There was some concern, perhaps, that he, if he appealed the civilian conviction or the sentence, that might delay things. But those concerns seem to have been allayed by legal advice received by the Defence Forces, opening the way for his formal dismissal.
The leniency of the sentence, Conor, is being appealed by the DPP, but in imposing a suspended sentence, the judge at the time had noted the impact a custodial sentence would have had on his army career. Isn't that right?
Yeah, so this is Judge Tom O'Donnell in Limerick Circuit Criminal Court, who since retired, I should say for unrelated reasons. He was due to retire anyway. He retired shortly after the sentence was handed down. Yeah, taking account that an immediate custodial sentence, as Crotty's barrister had said, would basically mean an end to his Defence Forces career. So that was part of his thinking in imposing the suspended sentence. But we know that the Defence Forces were of the view that his career in that organisation was over, no matter what happened to him. Now, the DPP have lodged an appeal, as you said, on the grounds of leniency. So they're going to the Court of Appeal basically saying the judge erred in giving Crotty a fully suspended sentence. There was some concern in the military that appeal might delay his discharge process. But because it's an appeal by the DPP against the sentence, the leniency of the sentence, rather than appeal by Crotty, it was judged that it shouldn't impact his dismissal. And that appeal, obviously, would be a separate process. We don't have a date for that, but it'll be sometime in the coming months. It'll be heard first.
OK, thanks for the update. Conor Gallagher, crime and security correspondent with the Irish Times.